Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. This week, I got an interesting email, and it started me thinking. In fact, it started me thinking in one direction, and then all of a sudden, I flipped completely over to the other side. And it kind of blew my mind that you could have a belief system that is so diverted and perverted that you could lose all hope in life because, just because, you think you're done. And I guess, you know, the old saying, if you think you're a loser, you are. If you think you're a winner, you are. If you think you're done, you're done. So I'm going to share this email with you, and then I'm going to sort of give you the perspective that I listened to the email the first time I read it. And I quote the email, and note it's not formulated like, here's what I have, here's my situation. It's sort of in a third party. What if you were this? What would you do? Which I don't know if the guy is just coming up with a question because hypothetical, or if the guy's actually in this situation really wanted to know what to do. And I think you're gonna be able to come up with the same conclusion. Here's what it says. It says, you are 65 years old. After 46 years, you're out of a job. No income, no insurance. Your assets are $200K in an IRA, $25,000 in a 401K, and $70K in home equity. What three moves do you make next, and why? So it's sort of a hypothetical question, right? When I read it the first time, I thought the guy was talking about himself. The more I read it, the less I think that's the case, and I think it's just a hypothetical. But the way I read it the first time, maybe you've got this feeling, is it, oh, poor me. Again, like I said, I didn't think about it being hypothetical until later, but I was thinking, the guy was saying, oh, poor me. What do I do? I can't do anything. I don't have a job. I don't have any income. I don't have any insurance. Three big statements. I don't have a job. I don't have insurance. I don't have any income. And so what do you do next? What are the next three moves? And I actually wrote the moves out to take when I was in the serious mindset that something like this was really messing with this person and they needed some ideas on what to do and how to get out of it. And so I wrote the answers back in that mindset. And I'll read you my answer, but then I want to go back and dig in to the answer a little bit. I said, first, cash out everything. Sell your home and downsize. Liquidate IRA and 401k. Get a job at Walmart or any other place you possibly can. Rent a cheap apartment. Start over until your credit will allow you to buy your first small duplex with an FHA loan with 10% down. Then live in one side. Get rid of the rent payment. In other words, you won't have a rental payment anymore. You'll live there free, and the tenant on the other side will pay both sides of the rent. Rent the other side out. Live there for at least 1 year, because that's the law, FHA. If you buy a home as an owner-occupant with FHA, you have to live there at least a year. And if it is 2 years and I'm wrong, then live there 2 years or whatever. And I sent that back in response. But then I started thinking about it. I go, what is the breakdown there? And what is the problem? And then I started getting irritated at myself, not at the individual that sent me the question, but at myself, that I had thought about it in such a bad way. I mean, truly thought about it from the point of view of being destroyed in your life and trying to come back in your life. And then I just completely dropped that idea altogether and came up with another point of view. Strange how that happens, right? So let me just take this thing apart. And let's think about it further. You're 65 years old. Who cares? How does that matter in any way? I'm 64 years old. I'm going to be 65 in a few months. If I'm 65 years old and I lose my job, what do I do? You go get another job. Why is it you believe at 65 you can't get a job? There are more jobs out there than there are people. You may not get the job that you want. You may not get the same job that you had for 46 years. And that's my next question. What does it matter that you worked for 46 of your 65 years? That means you've been working since you're 19 years old. So what does it matter? Do you just get a candy bar? A pony? Why is it that all of a sudden you shouldn't work anymore? Now remember, it's one thing to deserve not to work anymore because you built passive streams of income. But you don't deserve to not work anymore. You have an IRA. It's useless. You have a 401k. It's useless. You have an expensive house with equity in it. It's useless. You've made terrible financial decisions your whole life. And now, because after 46 years you lose a job, your mental approach is like what mine was just when I started telling this story, that, oh my God, little old me. No, there's no little old you. There's just you. And I think back to when I just left college, got in a van, drove to Houston. I got here, I probably had $200, $300 in my name, all I had. I couldn't afford an apartment. I didn't have a job. I didn't have any income, and I had no insurance. Well, there you go. But to me, none of that mattered because I was going to survive. And so what did I do? I rented a room from a guy who had a two-bedroom apartment, who had lost his roommate to split the rent. And the guy said, man, I'll let you rent the bedroom. I get control of the rest of the apartment. You can have a bedroom to sleep in for $100 a month. Now I got a place to stay. Next, I went to a job agency and said, get me a job. They said, well, what can you do? I said, I don't have a degree. I said, I'm pretty good at math and accounting. I've done those classes for years in high school and some in college. I said, but I'm willing to do anything. And so they got me a job working in a finance company for $600 a month. Can you believe that? $600 a month. I don't even think it was minimum wage. But because I was a manager trainee, they didn't have to pay me hourly, nor overtime, nor minimum wage. What did I do then? I started studying to become a manager. I was a manager trainee. I studied to become manager. I worked out. I stayed in shape as best I could, not being able to afford a lot of things. But I made enough money to put gas in my car and food on my table and pay my guy $100 a month to rent my apartment. Now, if we go back to the 65-year-old guy, what should he do? Number one, find a place to live. You can't survive without a place to live. If you're on the street, you're dead. You'll never get a job living on the street. Your health and wellness are going to go upside down. You need a place to live. But wait, you're 65 years old. I'm sure you must have some kids that could take you in for a short while. You must have some family that could take you in. At 65, you better have a friend or two that could take you in for a short period of time so you can get on your feet and get another job. But wait, you're not even that far out. When I was 19 years old, like I said, I had $200 or $300. You've got hundreds of thousands of bucks. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Rumsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Dell, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. If you're just tuning in today, I read an email earlier from a guy who sent to me, and at first I thought he was talking about himself, and then I came to the further conclusion that it may just be hypothetical. Couldn't really tell the way it's written. It's written like a hypothetical, but it sure did sound personal when I first read it. Then I came up with one conclusion that, wow, I felt sorry for the guy, and I wrote him back an email on how to get back on his feet. But then later I started to get irritated at myself that I even thought about that. This guy would in any way, shape, or form consider himself off his feet. So read this again. You are 65 years old. After 46 years, you're out of a job, no income, no insurance. Your assets are $200K in an IRA, $25K in a 401K, and $70K in home equity. What are the 3 moves you make next and why? So the first thing is that you've got to realize that being out of a job isn't the end of the world. Getting a job is something that can be done. He's already got a house. He's living in a house. He's got money. So there's no death at the end of this sentence. This is something that is really not even nearly as bad as I thought about it. But I got hooked up in that feeling sorry for old people garbage. You know, thinking, oh my gosh, we're old and we can't go back to work again. I mean, we've already done 46 years. We don't need to go get another job. No, you've got to go get another job. You've got to do something, even if it's just work at Walmart as a greeter. Right? You got to go get a job. Secondly, if you have a house with $70,000 equity, that $70,000 is doing you nothing. And you've got a big expensive house. Cutting your living costs to almost nothing is the first thing you should try to do if you try to get back on your feet. Talked to a guy yesterday, and it's a friend of mine. He was out doing some work with me. And he said, you know, I wish I would have known what you teach ever since I was young. And I made this comment to him. I said, but why? You're 50 years old. You're still broke. Well, I did this and I did that. I said, well, why didn't you buy any houses, any apartments? He goes, well, I bought some houses and I rehabbed them and I flipped them. I said, okay, so you've got no income, no wealth. You made some money. You worked and made some money. And now you're still working in your 50s, late 50s. And you ask yourself, and so what? Whose fault was that? Even if I would have told him everything I knew. By the way, I've been on the radio now for 30 years, so it's kind of hard to believe that you don't know what I know. But if you think back and talk about this and say, what is the first step to anything towards financial success? And that is to control your costs. Doesn't matter how much money you make. If you spend more than you have, you're broke. If you spend just what you have, you're break even. It's only when you live on much less than what you earn can you put anything aside for investments? Now, that's just an argument just for cutting your cost of living, right? I've never, a couple rules I've lived by my whole life, I've never owned a home that I couldn't pay for with 1 year's income. So back when I was only making $60,000, $70,000 a year, I bought a $40,000 condo, one-bedroom condo. That's what I lived in, less than 1 year's income. When I got up to where I was making about $200,000 a year, I bought myself a house that cost $100,000. When I got up to where I was making $1 million a year, I bought myself $1 million. Actually, before that, when I was making about $500,000, I bought a home that was worth $400,000, but I only paid $200,000 for it. Then when I was making $1 million a year, I bought myself my first mansion. I bought a $1 million mansion. Loved it. Greatest thing that ever happened to me. I had arrived. But it was still only 1 year's worth of income. Now I live in a house that's 16,000 square feet. I don't even know what its value is. I'd guess anywhere from $4 to $5 million. And I bought it for $2.5 million way back when I was making way more than that. So the bottom line is my cost of living has never gone up. I'm living on 50% of what I make a year or less, maybe even less. Now, that's the number one rule I did my whole life. That's why I'm rich. Then the next rule is don't lose money. Rule one in my book is don't lose money. I lost the money in the stock market the last time I ever went in the stock market. Rule two is there has to be cash flow, because if you don't have cash flow, it's not really even investment. I don't think putting money somewhere like a 401k or an IRA and just leaving it there is actually an investment. I think it's a savings account. It does you no more good than a savings account. You can't live off of it. And it surely isn't growing at the rate that's any faster than what you put in it. So if you get to be 65 years old and you have $200,000 in an IRA and $25,000 in a 401k, you've saved some money. But you saved it in a vehicle that will do you no good. Now to get it out, you have to pay taxes on it. Now, by the way, if you don't have a job, that's a good year to pull money out of your 401k because you're going to be in the lowest tax bracket possible. In fact, I think up to $15,000, you pay nothing. So I would definitely take that $15,000 out. But I think you only pay like 10% all the way up to like $25,000 or $30,000 or $40,000. So I would pull that out, pay very little in taxes. Actually do what the 401k said you'd do, which is put money in during the years you have high income and would be in a high tax bracket, and take it out when you're broke, which is what they're calling retirement. Retirement is broke. Take it out when you're broke. Pay lower taxes. That's what it's designed to do. So get it out of there. But I didn't do that. I took it all out in the beginning and bought real estate. And bought houses that cost $25,000 and sold those houses for $75,000. Other people now are buying houses for $100,000 and selling them for $200,000. People in California bought houses for $200,000 and selling them for $800,000. Not to mention that you had hefty income month by month by month. Now, I had a guy on here yesterday, and he talked about making about a 20% return on his money per year. He said it was 60% over 3 years, so that's about 20% a year. And looking at that, saying, okay, you can make 20% return on your money. This guy has $225,000. If that were put in real estate deals, he'd be making $45,000 a year. And done correctly, it would be tax deferred. And if they allowed 1031s to stay, it'd be tax-free. But now they're saying they're going to get rid of 1031, so it's just deferred until you sell it. But either way, he's not destitute. He's got a place to live, and he's got $40,000 a year worth of income. He'd be okay, $45,000. He's also got Social Security coming up, and he's 65. He can start taking Social Security. He can take Medicare and Medicaid and have insurance. Where did I come up with this idea he was in trouble? We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
Del Walmsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now, here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today, we're just discussing the preconceived assumption that someone at 65 years of age has a right to believe that they shouldn't have to work anymore, has a right to feel that even though they've made the bad financial decisions in their life, that there should be some other way that they can just get out of it instead of paying the piper for what you've done. And in this case of this email that I've read a couple times, so I'm not going to read it again. In this case of this email, where this guy has $200,000 in his IRA and $25,000 in his 401k and $70,000 in his equity of his home, this should be enough money to be able to start yourself into real estate investing fairly easily. I mean, it's not going to be enough to make you rich. But if this money had been deployed several years ago, instead of just sitting in the 401k and the IRA, this gentleman would probably be in a situation right now where he wouldn't even have written this email. And by the way, that's if he's actually in this situation. He might just be, again, hypotheticalizing, you know, what happens to him if he's worried about losing his job. And it might be as simple as he's worried about losing his job and he's trying to figure out what you should do. And of course, the answer is very simple for those of you just tuned in. You got to cut your cost of living and get rid of the big house, go live with someone where there's no cost, or rent a room where it's very little cost. Get all those costs. And if you've got a big expensive car, get down to a smaller, less expensive car, maybe even one that's paid in full, and get your costs down. But if you've lived your whole life and had a job, and this guy says he had a job for 46 years, if you've had a constant employment since you were 19 years old, you probably have been spending almost all the money that you make. And I say that simply because you only have $200,000 in your IRA and $25,000 in 401k. So obviously you didn't start the 401k 46 years ago. You must have just recently come to a new job that had a 401k, or you must have been in a company that you just started one, or maybe you had one a long time ago and then moved to a job that didn't have it or whatever. But you put $200,000 in an IRA, so I think that was where you made up the difference by not having a 401k. Either of which, congratulations for doing that, which was a good thing to do. But what gets in the way of a good life? An okay life. So what you were doing was okay, but it's not good, and by no means is it great. The guy sent me an email. I was just reading earlier. I was looking through emails and stuff to talk about. And he said, Grant Cardone, who is of the 10X fame, used car salesman that made it big selling sales training courses and then later claimed to be a real estate investor for 30 years, which is a bunch of garbage. He's now syndicating real estate deals, which he never talked about until he heard it on our show and found out about how easy it is to do if you know what you're doing. So then he became a syndicator and raised lots of money and bought up real estate. But his whole claim to fame was this 10X thing, which is take whatever you make and 10X it, 10 times it. And that theory in and of itself is an interesting theory. I don't have any problem with that theory. So, you know, in that situation, he is being quoted as saying, and by the way, I didn't hear this. This is somebody else sent this to me, said he quoted him in saying that to have a $100,000 a year job and $1 million in the bank is middle class. And the guy was asking me, what do I think? Do I think that to be the case? And I would suggest to you that many, many people in life, they go to work every day, they work hard, and they buy a house, and the house goes up in value over 30 years, and the mortgage gets paid down in 30 years to nothing. They wake up, they have $500,000 or better in home equity. That's pretty close, right? Then you look at the fact that they've been putting money in a 401k for 30 years, and they maybe have a couple $100,000 in the 401k or IRA. And then if you have a two-person family and both the husband and the wife work, now you got close to $1 million. And you just woke up and realized it. And yet, I'll tell you this. Those people, when I meet them, are afraid. They're afraid they can't make it. And they can't make it because one spouse has a $100,000 a year job, the other spouse has an $80,000 a year job, and they're living on $180,000 a year, and they're barely living the life of a middle-class person. So, you know, is the Ron Grand thing right? I would suggest it's as much right as it is wrong. I don't think that middle class is defined that way. I think, you know, Ron Grand, according to this guy, said that if you make $50,000 a year or less, you're poor. I don't have much of an argument with that either, to be honest with you. It kind of makes sense. And it really makes sense once you start making big bucks. And you start seeing crazy things happen in your life. Crazy things like making $100,000 in 1 week or a couple $100,000 in a month. Then you start thinking, why was it so hard for me to make $5,000 a month? What is that? And so these people that have this money, these 65-year-old people with $250,000 in the bank, living off their job, no investment income coming in at all. They've got money, but no income, investment income. They wake up and they're scared to death. And I'm sad to say that when I first read this email, I got sad for this guy. I had that same gut-wrenching feeling. There's really not much you can do. And I'm thinking, you can't buy real estate because you don't have a job. But that's not even the case. I didn't have a job when I quit. I quit my job and went into real estate. I didn't have a job. I still bought real estate. There's ways to buy it without having a job. There's also syndicating deals and having other people put up the money and the credit for you. So there's really, if you have the knowledge of what to do, age shouldn't be a limitation. Now, physical limitations, and I've told you this over and over again. I did a deal on the radio the other day where I talked about the priorities in life. And I read the priorities off to everybody. I'll give them to you again. Number one was health. You can't go to work if you don't have health. You can't be a spouse if you don't have health. You can't raise your kids if you don't have health. Health is number one. And then I said financial support of some type. If you don't have money coming in, income coming in, then you're going to be a burden on somebody else, on the government, on your family, your friends. You need money so you can support you, so you can support your family, so you can support your church, or any other group of people that support you. You need to have some form of support back. And then the next one I put down was support people. So, enable to have support people, you have to be able to support them and their needs. They have to support you and your needs. And you need to have those people around you, whether it is your family, your church, or just like I have chosen friends that I hang out with that take care of my needs. Whatever it is, those people come next. Next is fitness, and I brought fitness up because as I get older, the one thing I realize is I was lucky to be very fit because you have a lot more fun when you're fit. Now that I'm old and everything hurts, I just wish I hadn't broken so many bones and wrecked so many joints and stuff because I feel it now. You know, back then I just didn't like it. I healed from it, but now, man. So fitness is important because it's not how long you live, it's how well you live that's important. The last one I put down was education, which is being a lifelong learner is a very important thing, as JB calls it. Lifelong learners are learning something new all the time, and I find myself in that situation that if I'm not growing, blooming, I'm dying. So you either got to be growing into something new you've never done before, or blooming in something you've already mastered, or you're dying, sitting around doing nothing. Those are the choices you have to choose from. Don't end up like the 65-year-old guy that has no plan, no idea what to do, and no way to survive once he loses that job later in life. And remember always, it's not just money. It's a lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
For listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.